News Talk 1620 WTAW. Earlier this week, I read on the MyBCS.com message board the struggles of the folks that are in charge of the Edge Community Center northeast of Bryan due to discovering that they had 6 years' worth of property taxes, penalties and interest, and attorney fees due. Wanted to find out more about that. Visited Bart Corgi, who's a member of the board for the Edge Community Center. For those who haven't read the thread, if you can explain what the dilemma is.
Well, the community center has been in existence since the late 40s. They had never received any kind of tax bills or, you know, paid any kind of property taxes. You know, everybody just assumed that they were exempt, and technically they are exempt. The problem came up that a community center has to file a exemption form every year. Of course, nobody knew that. Nobody ever told them, you know, so nobody knew that. But for some reason, we basically got lost in the shuffle work at the appraisal district. For whatever reason, and nobody knows exactly why, but in 2011, they found it and decided it was supposed to be taxed because we weren't filing the exemption forms. They were sending notices like they're supposed to somebody who hadn't been involved in the center in 30 years. And for whatever reason, the man that they were sending the notices to, never bothered, you know, giving them to somebody that was in charge or, you know, involved with the center anymore. So nobody knew about it. And the reason we found out is that we have some new people coming in wanting to try to revive the community center a little bit, you know, have community suppers and things like that. And so we got to checking on everything. Nobody knew where the property lines were, so we had it surveyed where we could, you know exactly what was what.
And how long ago did you all start doing this?
Two to three months ago.
Okay.
And so then we saw this tax bill and, you know, tried our best talking with the appraisal district and the tax office. And, you know, basically they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. You know, you owe the taxes. The notices were sent out. Well, technically the center is supposed to be, you know, is able to be tax exempt. But you have to file for it every year. And there again, nobody knew about it. Because, you know, that's the part that I can't, you know, that I had trouble dealing with. You know, I understand their side of it because, yes, technically they're right. Notices were sent out, but not to anybody who, you know, could deal with it. So, there again, you know, and, you know, this, like any other project like this, you know, they don't have much money. The old building's in bad shape, and, you know, these people are trying to revive it, and then they're stuck with a $7,500 tax bill to start with. So,
yeah, I pulled up the tax bill, and it's $4,400 in the base tax and about $2,100 in penalties and interest and another $1,000 in attorney fees. That's a big chunk.
Yes, sir. You know, the poor community center might have $1,000 in their checking account, you know. And until we get more people involved again, which is what we're trying to do, there's not much money coming in. So it's just, you know, in my opinion, it's just not right. That's what made me so mad about it.
So what's the next step?
Well, I was just visiting with some people, and I'm going to try to, there's maybe something that our state representatives could do about it, but I haven't been able to get a hold of them yet.
Yeah, they've been busy with the special session, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, Mr. Buddy Wynn, he was tax assessor collector forever, just about, and he's the one that suggested that. He sent me a note suggesting I talk to the representatives, but there again, I hadn't been able to get a hold of them yet. But anyway, that's basically the story.
Continuing my visit with Bart Corgi, a member of the new board that's overseeing what's going on at the Edge Community Center northeast of Bryan, they recently discovered that the property has been not tax exempt since 2011, and there's a bill for overdue taxes, penalties and interest, and attorney fees of more than $7,000. Any thought to going to the county and the school district? And I guess you're in an emergency services district. Those are the agencies that you have to pay the taxes to. Any idea whether you can get those governing bodies to waive at least the taxes?
Well, according to the lady at the appraisal district, their lawyers are telling them there's nothing we can do. I haven't been to each individual, you know, section as of yet, but that is another good idea. I hadn't thought about that. So,
have you all at the center then talked about doing something like a GoFundMe or another type of fundraiser?
We're going to be trying to do some little fundraiser things, but, you know, I guess what it boils down to more than anything, the way everything was handled is just, you know, the appraisal district or the tax office messed up, and then now we're having to pay for it, in my opinion.
And it sounds like you're not the only one with that opinion.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had several people, you know, and of course, you know, it's not that big of a chunk of money for some people, but, you know, for this little, you know, community center, it is. So.
Well, and at the same time, you were talking about trying to get more activities and try to shore up the building a little bit and make it a little more usable. So you're willing to spend money on that.
Right.
What's the best way if somebody listening to this wants to help you all out? How can they reach you guys?
Well, my phone number was on my letter I put out, and then Michelle Wager, she's on Facebook and all that stuff too. I think y'all have talked on email or whatever.
After the TexAgs thread, I searched Edge Community Center on Facebook, and y'all have a Facebook page, so that's how I...
Right, they have just put that out. So, you know, any of that would work.
I guess in addition to having to deal with this tax bill situation, what else is going on at the center that you want to try to increase the number of activities and not only make it available to those who live in the Edge community, but also make it to those who would like to come out to the country for an afternoon or an evening?
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's basically what we're, you know, trying to get. We're, you know, it's hard. You know, everybody is so busy. It's hard to get people to come to the community suppers and things like that. Like, you know, years ago, we would have, you know, 100 people show up for a Friday night or Saturday night, you know, community supper, you know, like a potluck dinner type thing. But, of course, you know, so that's what we're working on, is trying to get more people involved and, you know, give them, and the building is, you know, for rent or can be rented for, you know, private parties or things like that. It's not much. Like I said, the building needs lots of work.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners need to know about the tax situation or about what y'all plan to do at the center?
Just that, in fact, I think it's August 11th. They're having their first, you know, like a potluck, you know, community supper sometime, you know, in the afternoon there. You know, anybody in the Edge area is more than welcome to come and, you know, meet your neighbors, I guess.
What time does that start, do you know?
I think it is 6:30.
Well, let me ask the obvious question, I guess. Have you all now done your yearly filing for next year?
They're working on all that right now. For years, you know, they were an official tax-exempt organization, the 501, whatever it is, exemptions. That had lapsed. Again, nobody really knew about, so they're working on getting that all renewed and filling out the forms and everything for, you know, tax exemption from now on, or, you know, but for next year anyway. So yes, we are working on it.
Thanks again to Bart Corgi, the author of the thread on mybcs.com regarding the dilemma facing those that are now in charge of the Edge Community Center, not knowing until recently that there are back taxes, penalties, and interest and attorney fees of more than $7,000 that's due since back in 2011. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.